ओम शांति। ऑल आर हैप्पी इन ज्ञान सरोवर। वी हर्ड टू डेज मुरली अबाउट लव, आवर लव फॉर बाबा, बाबाज लव फॉर अस। लव इज ए ग्रेट थिंग, इट मेक्स आवर इंटरनल कॉन्शियसनेस, इट मेक्स आवर सबकॉन्शियस माइंड कूल, वेरी हैप्पी, वेरी कॉन्टेंट। वी नो दिस इज स्पिरिचुअल लव, नॉट फिजिकल लव, नॉट बॉडीली लव। दिस इज स्पिरिचुअल लव बिटवीन सोल एंड गॉड, सोल टू गॉड और गॉड टू सोल डिपेंड्स अपॉन सोल कॉन्शियसनेस, प्योरिटी, योगा, लव फॉर यज्ञ, लव फॉर बाबाज टास्क, हाउ मच वी सैक्रिफाइस आवर सेल्फ टू हिम, इट्स ऑल्सो ए मेन फैक्टर। सो लेट अस टुडे शेयर सम ऑफ माई एक्सपीरियंस इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, how we can enjoy our Brahmin life, how we can experience Baba's love, how can we feel that Baba is very sweet. Some points, some experiences of my life, and today it's also in my mind. We are going to meet Bap Dada after 3 days from today. 4 days we got in our hand. What practice we should do in these 4 days so that we enjoy Baba's meeting perfectly? Many things are coming up in my mind. I will start with one practice. This class will not be like a lecture, but experience. Very practical thing, you know. If we enjoy our Amrit Vela, then we experience, oh, Baba is very sweet. He is very cooperative. He is with me whole day in different problems and circumstances. We experience Baba's cooperation, His love. So first of all, I would suggest you to do at least 4 practices in morning hours. 4 practices. When you open your eyes, first of all, you must receive Baba's drashti. You can do one thing first, second thing later, one thing after some time. I would suggest you 4 or 5 points to practice. Receive Baba's drashti every morning at least once. What to do for this? Here are 2 methods for this. Either we should go to subtle world, or we should invoke Bap Dada in front of us. Which experience you would like more? Baba must come down. It will be a great thing. And we should believe whenever we ask Him to come down, He will come down. He has so much love for all of His children. He has mentioned, I am for you. I belongs to you, Mera Baba. But I am for you. Just give attention to these two words. I am for you. Always. I am ready to cooperate with you. I remember, probably many of you don't know that thing here in Om Shanti Bhavan. 7-8 years before, when there was the season's end, March end, all double foreigners were here and they were about to go back. So, on Thursday, Baba gave one message. That message was actually very good thing, very great message. And he asked all double foreigners that you all must practice these two things throughout the year. One was that Almighty's canopy over your head. Keep this vision in your mind. Almighty is here. Not in soul world. He is here. We will practice it now. Second thing. A great thing for me. Although I was doing very good practices in my whole life. That Baba is my friend and I have to make use of him. I used my supreme friend many times in my life. But that day, Baba mentioned in message, I am always for you. I am ready to cooperate with you all the time. I belong to you. Make use of this opportunity. I am for you. Use me. And then, one very good thing happened. Next year again, same time at the end of March, Baba gave another message, actually same message. Baba asked all children, the last year I have given you this homework, make use of Baba. Did you do it? And then, listen what Baba mentioned. He said, Baba had been waiting in subtle world that when my children will come to me. And he was amazing to see that my children are going to them who have two arms, not going to one who have thousands of arms. Very, very deep thing. We can understand the feeling of God's heart. He doesn't want that when my children are in problem, they must go to human beings to ask for their cooperation. They must come to me. I will solve their problem. But when he observed that, oh, children are going to human beings instead of coming to me, then Baba said, Bab Dada were thinking, what should we do now for the children? They are not coming to me. They are going to human being. Feel the love of Supreme Fathers. How much love he has in his heart for his sweet children. He wants to make everyone free from the problems. Always happy. Always flying. So, we will be doing every day one practice, and that is to invoke Bap Dada down. I would ask you, in your everyday's routine, you can fix up the 5 timings. I am asking you to fix up for 5 timings in a day and do some practices. I am going to suggest you those practices, once in the morning, once at night before going to bed, once when you go to your job, one when you come back from your job, and one any other time. Make 5 times. Is it easy to you? Easy? It's easy. And then invoke Bap Dada in front of you. How? Now let us do practically. Red light, we light wale hai? Ho to red light karo. Now, see Shiv Baba in soul world. Bhai kehte na Suresh light wale rahe, lal light karayenge. Just visualize Almighty in soul world. Give Him hearty invitation to come down. Talk to Him. O most beloved Baba, we had been remembering you since long. You had been fulfilling our all desires even after copper age. Now, O dear Baba, please come down to me. See there, on listening our invitation, Almighty started to come down. See Him, He is coming down. His rays of might are spreading out, He is coming down. Slowly and slowly He is coming down. Came in subtle world, entered Brahma Baba's body. See in Brahma Baba's forehead, Almighty is shining. Now both are coming down. A divine angel is coming down through sky. Entire sky has become full of His divine light. Both are coming down. He came in front of me. Now He is giving drashti. Now, He has put His thousands of arms over my head. His thousands of arms have become canopy of protection. Om Shanti. This way we can experience His company. Literally, you will experience He came down in your home, in your center. His vibrations are spreading out. You can talk to Him, have a good chit-chat with Him, receive powerful drishti. Second practice, आए भाई लाल लाइट वाले सुरेश नहीं देखो आ जाए तो अच्छा कई प्रैक्टिस करेंगे. वन वेरी गुड थिंग इन लास्ट सीजन बाबा हैज आस्क अस टू रिमेम्बर ऑल ब्लेसिंग्स इन द मॉर्निंग आवर्स अमृत वेला एंड remember those blessings during Karma Yoga. So I would remind you five blessings given by Baba to all of His children and every morning this way. हाँ भाई अब रहना जरा लाल लाइट वाले. Yes, we will experience now same thing. You can note down later on. Now, second practice, we are in subtle world. Feel yourself to be in subtle world. Visualize Bap Dada in front of you, Shiv Baba in forehead of Brahma. Receive His drashti. Now see that Baba has put His hand of blessing on my head. And He gave me blessings. O child, I am always with you, with my thousands of arms. You are not alone. Whenever you remember me, I will come down to you. Giving drashti. He blessed me, O child, my all art, eight powers will work with you from today. You became Master Almighty. You are more powerful than any problem of this world. My all powers are working with you. Then he gave third blessing. O sweet child, you have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world. You are the destroyer of obstacles. Remember it all the time, and you would be able to destroy the obstacle of entire world. Wherever you go, obstacles of that place will be destroyed. This is my blessing to you. He is giving drashti. O child, success is your birthright. You are a victorious jewel. You had got victory over Maya in every kalp. In this kalpa too, your victory is sure. You are more powerful than Maya. On receiving blessings from Bhaktada, I came down. Om Shanti. Safed light karenge. These two practices are very good. Did you like? If you do them 5 times only, it will not take time. In 3 minutes each time you can do, either you invoke him down all the time or you go up to him. One very good thought, in the morning time, we all must bring in our feeling, Baba loves me very much. Sometimes we Brahmin create negative thoughts, so probably Baba doesn't love me. He loves to Maharathis. He loves to those who are very close to him. But no, we all children are very dear to him. He loves us very much. Every morning, remind yourself this way. Third practice. You know, nowadays, Baba is emphasizing on one thing very much, that this entire world, all souls of the world, including the souls of advanced party, nature, all require your sakas, your vibrations very much. Here is a great, great, great need of your vibrations in this world nowadays, because sorrow and misery, unhappiness and sickness, problems and bitterness in relationships are increasing day by day in this world. Everyone's mind has become full of selfish motivation. People are not enjoying their relationship. In every family, in everyone's life, there are mutual clash. No peace, no happiness, not good health. Our vibrations will give subtle help to all souls of this world. Our vibrations will become blessing for human beings in this world. Our vibrations will purify atmosphere and entire nature. So I suggest you, I can tell you many different methods of giving vibrations to this world, but one very important practice, very easily you can do it. I am Master Gyan Surya. You should know this word. Master Son of Knowledge. Master Son of Might. Son of Knowledge or Son of Might, Master Almighty. Hindi word is very good. Master Gyan Surya. Gyan, you know knowledge. Surya is for sun. So we are like Master Sun. Forget this word Gyan. We are Master Son, children of Supreme Father, who is known as Son of Knowledge, Son of Might. Bring this thought into your mind. I am Master Son. From each part of my body, rays of might are spreading out, going to entire world. Even you need not to bother about yoga. Not just, I am Master Sun, giving rays of might to this world. We have got this capability. We are Master Almighty. We can give our energy to entire world because we are receiving energy from Baba. So use this one method for giving vibrations to entire world. Do it in the morning. So this way divide your morning time in 4 or 5 parts. Sit in the meditation with that aim that I have to do this practice, this practice, this practice, this practice. Not only just I have to come in whole and sit in yoga and then. No. Come here with a powerful aim. I have to do this. So I am suggesting you do these few things. Second thing, very good practice you will enjoy because Baba has given us homework for January. You know, in 1 murli before, 2 murli before, 1 month ago, Baba had asked us about 2 things, complete purity and full stop, to put full stop to your thoughts. You know, both things are not so easy, but I will say something to you about that. In last murli, Baba has also given us 2 homework. One is, give vibrations. Whenever you wake up at night, give vibrations to the world for 5 minutes, then you can get sleep. Again, if you wake up, give vibrations to the world, you can get sleep again. And second thing was, in Hindi, words were very good, Atmik Bhav, Subhavna, good wishes. And in our attitude, that all our souls, this feeling, attitude, not just drashti, but attitude. You can close your eyes and think that all our souls in this world, I have to bring benefit to them, good wishes for all. Let everyone's life be happy, healthy, peaceful. Let everyone fly. Let everyone enjoy one's life. Keep giving such thoughts to all souls of this world. And we must believe. I give an example. Suppose we think that everyone's life should be very peaceful. Let all souls of this world be very happy. Our simple thought will also affect the life of many human beings in this world. Our words, our thoughts are not simple and ordinary. We are ancestor souls. We are great souls. We are blessed by Baba. We are Master Almighty. Our thoughts, simple thoughts, will also affect to all human beings. So keep giving such good wishes in the morning time to all souls. One other method I suggest to you, everywhere in your country, in your city, you can invoke all souls. How? In order to increase your service. Suppose you are in a center and 5, 10, 15 souls have become Brahmins so far and you want that there should be 100, 200, 500 Brahmins in your center. One simple yukti in the morning you should do, it will make you very fresh, very alert, very active. You can choose any time, no problem, 4 o'clock, 4:15, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Feel that I am world benefactor. I am worship worthy soul, pujya, East Dev Devi, Goddess and God, worship worthy God. I am worship worthy Goddess. If you go on your Terrace, it will be fine. Go on the terrace, little top. Give this thought to yourself. I am Master Almighty. I am World Benefactor. I am worship worthy God and Goddess. And then, talk to the soul. O souls of deity religion, if you live in this city, please come to your Supreme Father. He is invoking you. You wanted to meet him. Now he has come down to meet you. Please come. He has come to make you again into deities. Please come. He has come down to fulfill your all desires of all past lives. Come. Talk to the souls this way and you will experience. Souls will feel pull to come to you. This is a very good approach for self and for Baba's service. This Kali Yugi world has become full of many problems. Again, one practice I would remind you, which is most important for each and every Brahmin. You know, when a person has to pass through many obstacles and problems, sometime he loses his happiness, enthusiasm, he forgets Baba's help, many negative feelings, waste thoughts and many other things takes him down. But one very important thing you should not forget in your life, the day when we became Baba's children. The moment we said out of love, "Oh Baba, you are my Baba, I belong to you, I am your child." At the same moment, Baba has given us his 8 powers as a gift of our birthday. Believe it. These are Baba's words. Once, Baba was giving Murli. He shared the experience of children, that many children come to me in the morning and ask Baba, "Oh Baba, please give me might. I need might to cross these problems, to solve these problems." Baba smiles and reminds to the children, "Oh children, don't ask to Baba. Please give me might. Already I have given you all mights. You are the embodiment of might. Recognize it. Accept it. That I am Master Almighty, blessed by Almighty with his all 8 powers." So very good practice every morning. And those 5 timings. Fix 5 timings. Remind yourself all these things, that Baba has given me all of my powers. Accept it. Red light wala ho to kar do jara. Karo. Again. Just accept it. That Almighty has given all 8 powers to me. All God's powers are with me now. I am the embodiment of all God's powers. Accept it. Feel a fountain of 8 powers from Almighty is coming down to me. Enjoy this fountain. A colorful fountain of might. complete God's energy is entering me. I am Master Almighty. From each part of my body, the vibrations of might are spreading out. Give one powerful thought to yourself, and more powerful than the problems. I'm Master Almighty. Om Shanti. I would like to remind you one very powerful version from last season's Avyakta Murali. The children who remember that they are Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come on their way. The vibrations of Master Almighty will destroy all obstacles automatically. So those who experience many problems in their lives, do this practice again and again. I am Master Almighty. Vibrations of might are going out from me. I give you one practical example. In some years, last years, in Japan, scientists made many researches about what is the effect of vibrations on matter. One very good and practical example I keep in front of you, and we can learn many things from this practical event. They took two glasses of water, same water, in two glasses. On one glass, they wrote love on the paper, stick on the glass, love. On second glass, they wrote hate, hatred. Love, hate. Put those two glasses for whole night. In the morning, when they checked the water of those glasses by their apparatus, what did they found? The glass on which love was written, very good vibrations were created in the water. And the water written hate, very bad and dirty, negative vibrations entered in the water. When I saw this VCD, one sister, doctor sister brought one VCD. She translated into English. I was amazed. See, if word can vibrate, if word can create vibrations, good or bad. Now think, if in your room you have written some slogans, you must know those Baba's slogans will also vibrate many good things in your room. If you have put on Baba's picture, light, Sri Baba's light, it will also create many good vibrations. And if you practice Master Almighty, it will create most powerful vibrations, will destroy all problems of your life. So the solution of all problems of human life is, I am Master Almighty. Do you accept it? Our life can become completely free of problems, and thus we can enjoy Baba's this spiritual life. We can feel Baba's love. Even our love will increase for Baba, for his yajna, for all souls of the world, if we become free from problems. And if thoughts are negative, then we create problems. Many years before, Baba had given this definition of problems. What are the problems? Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. We can add, problems are the creation of a weak and negative and impure mind. If we make our mind very powerful, if we make our mind very positive, if our mind becomes very pure, life will become free of all problems and circumstances. Even we would be able to destroy the problems of others by giving drashti, by creating thoughts only. So just accept it. Never think, I am weak, I cannot fight against Maya, I cannot solve this problem. Oh, see my fortune. Since I came to Baba, I have to face lot of problems in my life. Before Baba, I was happy. Now I have become unhappy. Many think this way. Change it. Okay, it can be true that you have to face many, many problems in your life. But we have got very powerful weapons to cut off, to destroy all problems of our life. And that is, first thought, I am Master Almighty. Second thought, which will give you lot of help in your life. Now, I am coming to purity, and I will suggest you some very simple techniques to improve your purity, to conquer over this Maya. So one practice you must do every day in the morning and then five times a day, I am the son of purity. Feel, soul is the son of purity, vibrating purity out, and enjoy your purity. It will make your purity very strong and natural. You need not to fight against impurity. We have to learn how to make it natural. Baba used this word, make it natural nature. It will become our nature. It had been our nature. Baba used to remind, when you had been in soul world, you had been absolutely pure. Your shining, your vibrations of purity and might were equal to Baba. When you came down in golden age, you were completely pure. Even after copper age, many souls of deity religion maintained purity. Now at confluence age, we are becoming again pure. I am suggesting you two beautiful methods to improve purity, to make it nature. And I hope you all would be able to do this. From last 2 years, I got this yukti. I don't know how, but it came up in my mind. And I suggested to some souls, just I wanted to make experiment, I wanted to see the result of this method, and I got at least 95% success in this. Thought is, you know, you must know, philosophically too, theoretically too, purity is the real power of nature. It's purity which is the real, you can say, nourishment, real energy of this entire nature. And nature, it's the nature of this nature, it absorbs very quickly to pure vibrations. Listen carefully what I am saying. This entire nature quickly absorbs the vibrations of purity in it. So what we have to do? Everyone has to cook the food. Those who cook their food, please raise your hand. Those who don't cook, I think all. Those who don't cook, they have to eat. So I will tell you to both yuktis. What you have to do while cooking food? Make it your mantra. You know mantra? I am supremely pure soul. You can chant it inside, you can repeat it inside 108 times while cooking your food, or you need not to count, continually remember it, I am supremely pure soul. You need not to confuse that I am not supremely pure soul, how can I think this way? When you think that you are supremely pure soul, at that time you are supremely pure. Believe it. I taught this yukti even to non-Brahmins. They had some problems. I taught the mother, they are in bhakti, they don't know Baba. I ask them, I give you one mantra. Would you accept it? Yes. So while cooking, you just chant this mantra, I am a pure soul. And she did it and got wonderful result. What was the result? So if you do this practice for all Brahmins, you must know, food will absorb the vibrations of purity in it. And when you eat it, give drashti to food, at least 7 times remember this. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. This food will go in your body. It will affect your brain. Physically think, it will affect your brain, it will affect your entire body, it will cool down your all sense organs, it will cool down your mind and intellect, it will divinize your intellect. So many good effects you can see of this pure food. I share some experience of some souls. One mother had a baby with little dull brain, and she was very much unhappy, always worried about that baby. Brain was not good. I suggested this yukti, that she must practice 108 times that I am supremely pure soul. And when She gave food to the baby, created thought in the mind that by eating this food, her brain must be sharpened. And it worked. On many patients, the patients of depression, I did this experiment. Cook food with this practice, and when you eat the food, create the thought, by eating this food, my depression must finish. It did. A person in the family gets very much angry. He creates peacelessness in the family. You cooked food for him in this practice, and when you are giving food to him, create a thought, by eating this food, his anger must end. He must become a peaceful person. It will work. Suppose you have diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, AIDS. You don't have, I know. But I am just giving the example. Cook food in this practice. When you eat, eat with the feeling, with the thought that by eating this food, the germs of cancer must be destroyed. By eating this food, the germs of AIDS must be destroyed. I am emphasizing on this last thought also. Create this thought. This thought will work. So that pure energy will work according to your thought. It will heal your bodily sickness. Because medical scientists have invented one thing, that white rays have got wonderful healing power. And white rays are the rays of purity. Although they use the rays of sun, they are also white. But our pure energy has white rays, white color. So if you give this way white rays to your body, it will help in your bodily sickness. You can heal yourself this way. I have taught to some brothers and sisters one method, and they all get very good result. Method is, one sister, nurse, she had lot of problems in eyes, always burning in eyes, reddish in eyes. So she went to many doctors in Delhi, but no result. She came to me. I suggested her that 5 times a day, each time for 1 minute, she should do this practice. I am supremely pure soul. From me, white vibrations of purity are going to my brain and to my eyes. Just visualize it for a minute. And it was her great fortune that within a day only, she got well forever. Wonderful result. Because we know the seed of all sicknesses lies in our brain. Brain is the center of all sicknesses. Or you can say there are many centers in our brain who control different parts of the body. If you give pure vibrations to your brain, you can purify your brain, you can open all blockages of your brain, and this way you can live healthy life. Do you like this? भाई ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल का गीत है, रेड लाइट करो, ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल. सो फील जस्ट इमीडिएटली बाबाज 1000 आर्म्स ओवर माई हेड. Baba is always with me with his thousands of arms. See Bab Dada in front of you, and he put his thousands arms over my head. Om Shanti. Second experiment about purity. It is also very, very effective. Those who find their purity little difficult, definitely they must use it. This technique will get good result. Take little milk. Do you all drink milk? Those who don't drink, please raise your hand. Okay, I would suggest to you, you can dilute the milk and mix little bit of black pepper powder. Black pepper, you know? This black pepper powder solve all negative problems created by milk. Why I am asking you to drink little milk? Put a cup of milk in front of you. You can mix water, dilute it if it's not digested to you. Give drashti to the milk. Have the thought in your mind that I am supremely pure soul. And feel that from my eyes, pure vibrations, white rays are going to the milk. Do this for 21 times. 21 times, I am supremely pure soul. So entire pure energy will go in the milk. Milk will become absolutely pure medicine for your body, for mind. Then drink it and see good result. If you have bad dreams at night, if your nights are not good, if you have lot of impure disturbance in your mind, do it at night before going to bed. If you can do two times morning, evening, it will give better result. See it. This milk will not be harmful to anyone. I know many people cannot digest the milk, therefore I have suggested to dilute it, mix half water, little more, and do this practice. Drink the milk, and if you do it every day, I am sure within 15 days you will enjoy purity. Purity will not remain any struggle for you in life. You will enjoy it. You will experience that, oh, purity is the biggest enjoyment for your human life. Not any struggle. Do you like? Will you do? I am sure you will do. Still I am asking. In 1 month, 1 cup one day or 2 cup per day, it will do a good thing. Now one very great and important thing which I think that you must teach this technique to entire world. I am trying my best to teach this simple and very useful philosophy. What is that philosophy? When we get up in the morning, you may get up at 4 o'clock, someone may get up at 6 o'clock, non-vikas, 8 o'clock, many sleep too late, then get up too late. It's a bad thing, but Because when a person gets up in the morning, his conscious mind is silent. Therefore, his subconscious mind is fully active, awakened. Simple theory. When conscious mind is silent, psychologists call it alpha state of mind. Alpha. When conscious mind is silent, conscious mind, the mind we are thinking with all the time. When our mind is silent, then subconscious mind is fully active, awakened. Two things are here at then to do. The thought you give to yourself, subconscious mind accepts them. Or the vision you give to your subconscious mind, it will accept it. And 90% energy of soul lies in our subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is very powerful. The vision, if you give a vision to yourself and your subconscious mind accepts it, your subconscious mind will make it so, make you so. I will give some example. But before that, when you open your eyes in the morning, give some thoughts to yourself, because in the morning, conscious mind is silent. Even this time, if you can make your conscious mind silent, then your subconscious mind will accept everything. Did you follow? So in the morning, for some days you can try with this practice. Remind yourself, I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am the destroyer of obstacles. I am great. I am an angel. One thing. What will happen? Suppose you thought, I am a great soul. This thought entered your subconscious mind, will churn there, will activate everything, and all greatnesses which are hidden inside, the greatnesses of golden age, which are hidden inside subconscious mind, will activate, will come up. It will become your life. You will become great. You need not to work hard spiritually. Just early morning, remind yourself with good feelings that it's true. I am a great soul. That God has mentioned, oh child, you are great. You are Master Almighty. Suppose you created this thought, I am Master Almighty. This thought will go to your subconscious mind, will churn, and all powers which had been sleeping inside the subconscious mind will be awakened. You will become most powerful soul in the world. So you can make a plan in your life that for 15 days you can feed one or two thoughts, then change them. For 15 or 21 days you can choose, because many people believe then in 21 days, if you practice a thing for 21 days, that thing will become your nature. So here is a great importance of 21 days. Use 10 minutes of your life, first 10 minutes when you wake up. You can teach to all human beings, even to them, to those who wake up late. Suppose a person wake up at 8 o'clock. Immediately, there is a newspaper on the table. He reads newspaper. You know the first news of every day's newspaper is? What is the first news of, which type of first news? Most dangerous. Which create peacelessness, create violent feelings inside. You read, first line, oh, today, there was a bomb blast, 50 persons died, 200 injured. What will be the reaction inside? This thought entered your subconscious mind, churn, and all peacelessness, all violent feelings, which were hidden inside, will come up, will make your life full of tension. So don't read newspaper in the morning. Be careful. I am teaching this on TV channels too, and many people have left reading newspaper in the morning. They read it after 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. It's not so important that we must know what is happening in our world. Important is our own great stage. Did you follow what I mean to say? Use 10 minutes. Vision. You can give a vision to your subconscious mind. You can sow a vision. I give you some example. The experiments I have made with students. A student came to me. He asked me that he is a first class student. He obtained 72, 73, 75% marks. But in this examination, this is most important examination for him, he needs to obtain 85% marks. Then his future, his career will become bright and everything will become easy. What to do? I taught him this technique. In the morning time when you wake up, remember Baba, give a vision to your subconscious mind that after 6 months, result out, mark sheet came in my hand and my number are 85%. Do it for 7 days regularly. He did and got 85% marks. Here is a subtle philosophy behind it. What will happen? Although that student worked hard, but you know marks depend upon examiner who is checking the copy. Suppose his mood is not good. He was tense today. He came to check copies after have a good fight with his wife. Mood is upset. Checking copy of the student, oh, what it is, 3 number, 5 number. And suppose his mood is very good, he's very happy, checking copy, oh, 8 out of 10. Oh, 10 out of 10. You can understand it? Our vibrations, that vision we have given to our subconscious mind, at that time when that examiner is checking that copy, will create such vibrations that the mind of that professor will become happy, mood, very positive, will give good marks. This is the philosophy. So you can give any good vision to your subconscious mind. I give you another very practical good example and hope you will understand everything by that. Last year one sister came in our global hospital, 30 years young sister, highly educated, she was from Delhi. Both legs were numb, dead. Now you can understand what had been in her mind, depression, frustration. She called me. We 4 brothers went to her. First of all, I made her happy. Oh, you are not a body, you are a soul. Your leg will be okay, don't worry. She became, I made him just hopeful that you will get well. Then I asked her to give this vision for 21 days regularly in the morning time to subconscious mind. How? That whenever you wake up in the morning, 4 o'clock, she is Brahmin, give a vision to your mind. First remember Baba, give vision to your mind that after 3 months, I am running on the road of Delhi. Because she was completely hopeless. Now, she would not walk. That for 21 days, she gave this vision to subconscious mind. After 3 months, I am running on the road in Delhi. And you would be very happy to know after 3 months, she was running on the road of Delhi. Got well. So this is the method how we can use the power of our subconscious mind. And now because we are very pure, Master Almighty, our powers are increasing day by day. We have got big power in our subconscious mind. Make use of it. Lastly, I would remind you, if we love the Creator, Shiv Baba, we must also love His creation. Once, in a way, smallly, openly Baba declared, some children say to Baba, Baba, we love you very much. You reside in our heart. If we open our chest, people will see God is sitting there. But Baba said, if you don't love all souls of this world, very clear words Baba said, Bap Dada doesn't accept your love. We can understand this mutual relationship. Love with God, Creator, means love with His creation. Love with all souls. Good wishes for all souls. It's not so that we love God very much and when we see Brahmin family, we think, oh, this is not good soul. Oh, this is like this. This is like this. It's not the sign of a loving soul. So create love in your mind for Baba's yajna, for all Baba's children of all souls of the world. And the yukti I suggested you, enjoy your life with the help of these yuktis. You will experience, oh, Baba is very sweet. Sweetness of God will be experienced by our sweet mind. If our mind is not sweet, God is the ocean of love, but His love doesn't reach to us. Okay? Om Shanti. We will end this class with last practice. Again, I would remind you, Baba has given all of His power to us. We are not weak. We are the embodiment of all God's power. So now, sit in this feeling, I am Master Almighty. A colorful fountain of all powers from Almighty is coming down to me.